across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McCray is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
When this immigrant came to America, he was looking for a job as a stonemason. He ended up founding the oldest one of this type of business in the state of Texas. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Susan Darshan traces the beginning of this story back a few generations.
I had a great-grandfather named Frank Napoleon Fasati, and he came in through New York. So he came through just to make a better life for himself, and he was a stonecutter by trade.
Her great-grandfather was told that the state of Texas was building a new Capitol building, and they would probably be looking for stonemasons. So he headed to the Lone Star State. Once in Austin, he learned the construction would not begin for another couple of years. So Frank wound up in Victoria, Texas, and was then told by his doctor that the dust he was breathing as a mason was greatly impacting his health.
And so he ended up opening a saloon, a long story short. There's stories that he had a little chili stand.
But when Prohibition occurred, he had to find an alternative to running a saloon.
So then he kind of went into, that's more in the lines of the restaurant area, you know, importing meats and cheeses and selling feed.
The family's business, today's Fasati's Deli, survived to see the other side of Prohibition, when folks could legally and publicly consume alcohol again.
Fasati's was one of only two saloons that actually survived the Prohibition. So the newspaper says, because I have an article, everyone came to Fasati's. There was another saloon open, but everybody was at Fasati's. It was packed. People were so excited.
The deli survived the 1930s and still thrives today. And the rest of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Victoria, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
For March 1st, all hogs and pigs is at 74.3 million head, up 0.4% from previous year inventory.
Travis Averill is chief of the livestock branch at USDA's National Ag Statistics Service on the latest hogs and pigs report.
Breeding hogs is at 5,892,000 head, a decrease of 0.5% from 2025. The market hogs is at 68.4 million head, up 0.6% from last year. So in the bottom left-hand corner, we have the top five states. As you can see, Iowa and Minnesota are the top two, and they're up 2 and 3% respectively from previous year, whereas North Carolina, Illinois, and Indiana wrap up the top five, and they're down 5%, 4%, and 1% from previous year's inventory for the respective states.
Averill says productivity gains helping offset the smaller breeding base. December through February pig crop, 33.2 million head, up 1% from last year, and pig save per litter increasing to 11.9 compared to 11.6 a year earlier, and that improvement continues a trend of higher efficiency across the sector. And Indonesia and the U.S., new trade framework could expand market access for American ag, particularly in oil seeds, grains, and dairy products. Analysis by the Center for North American Studies at Texas A&M shows that the agreement would eliminate tariffs on 99% of U.S. exports to Indonesia, while U.S. tariffs on Indonesian imports would remain at 19%. That move targets both tariff and non-tariff barriers, aiming to improve competitiveness for U.S. products in a growing Southeast Asian market. Trade flows, well, they highlight the opportunity. U.S. ag exports to Indonesia, totaling $2.89 billion last year, led by oil seeds and grains and feed. Dairy, cotton, and ag chemicals also represent smaller but important categories. USDA conservation funding continues to grow, offering more opportunities for producers, though the ways those dollars reach the farm vary widely by both program and timing. Now, a new USDA Economic Research Service report shows conservation funding reached about $5.7 billion annually, with roughly 90% concentrated in three programs: Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and CSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program. Additional support from the Inflation Reduction Act added more than $19 billion in supplemental funding through 2031, and it expands available resources for conservation practices. Now, conservation programs expected to remain a key part of farm policy moving forward, though participation and impact will continue to depend on program design and how it fits on farm. And finally, a softer U.S. dollar providing only modest support for ag exports, with underlying support and demand remaining primary drivers of trade. Analysis from terrain economist Matt Clark shows the U.S. dollar index declining more than 12% since early 2025, typically a signal of improved export competitiveness, but he says that index now heavily weighted towards currencies like the euro, yen, and pound, and that accounts for a relatively small share for U.S. ag trade. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. The cattle market is watching Greeley, Colorado today as 3,800 JBS packing plant workers are planning to strike for higher wages. Workers voted to authorize the strike several weeks ago, and it could upend operations at one of America's largest packing plants. I'll have more after this. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Yes, the strike at the JBS plant in Greeley has been building for 8 months. Workers represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 say contract talks have gone nowhere. Union President Kim Cordova says the core issues are pretty straightforward. Wages that keep pace with inflation and an end to the company's practice of charging workers for replacing safety equipment worn out on the job. Now JBS says it has bargained in good faith and calls its offer, quote, strong, fair, and consistent with the historic national contract reached in 2025. The company says it only charges workers for gear that is lost or deliberately damaged. Workers in Greeley already had some of the benefits in that last national contract before it was signed, so they say the offer doesn't represent the same gains it would at other plants. JBS has moved quickly to limit the operational damage. The company canceled slaughter schedules at Greeley for this entire week and is rerouting cattle to other facilities, including a plant in Cactus, Texas. Livestock analysts say the industry has more kill capacity than finished cattle ready to go right now, so farmers have options. But the timing is difficult. Beef prices are at record highs in 2026, driven by a national cattle herd that's fallen to a 75-year low. JBS reported third quarter profit of $581 million last fall, substantial even though it was down from 2024. Cordova says none of that money is reaching workers on the kill floor. The strike also lands in a charged political moment. Senate Democrats last week introduced legislation aimed at breaking up the largest meat packers on antitrust grounds, and rival packer Tyson Foods has already closed a major beef plant in Nebraska this year, tightening processing capacity further. For cattle producers, the watch item this week is simple. If the strike drags on, cattle could start backing up in feedlots, and that will show up in the cash market. I'll be back with more after this. Yes, cattle producers and beef traders will be watching the news out of the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado this week for updates on their striking workforce, with any long-lasting shutdown likely driving down cattle prices and raising beef prices. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit titan-intl.com to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgRadioNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk. When we return, outside the storm is raging. The lights flicker. Then again. Then you're in the dark. It's happened before and it'll happen again. Now is the time to safeguard your home and your family with a standby generator from Generac and Country Line Electric. Whether you're looking for a whole house generator or one that will feed your essential circuits, Country Line Electric carries a full line of Generac standby generators that will automatically power up when the electric goes off. And they can provide you with a list of installation experts. Country Line Electric also stocks portable generators along with the parts and supplies for a safe hookup. Now is the time to prepare for the next power outage. Visit Country Line Electric in Silver Springs or Batavia today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
The Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the 2026 U.S. Ag Market Outlook last week, with the near-term outlook for farm finances showing differences between crop and livestock sectors, with net returns remaining poor for most crops. Uncertainty does remain especially high, according to the Institute, with grain and oilseed prices expected to rebound modestly this year, having fallen from their recent peaks. Corn, soybeans, and wheat prices remain below their average of the last decade. Corn prices projected to average $4.31 for this year's crop. Soybean prices expected to be $10.39. Prices for cotton, rice, sorghum, and other crops also expected to show modest increases, but the margins remain poor. The beef cow herd continued declining, and that resulted in record cow-calf operator profitability. That profitability causes the cycle to return eventually. Cattle prices predicted to start declining next year, though analysts have suggested that for the past two. Report summarizes baseline projections for both agricultural and biofuel markets prepared using information available in January, including macroeconomic forecasts by S&P Global. The baseline reflects current policies incorporating programs in place in January 2026, but it doesn't reflect any subsequent policy changes. Grain and oilseed prices are expected to rebound modestly this year after having fallen from their peaks in 2021 and 22, with corn, soybeans, and wheat prices remaining below their average. Relative prices and trade uncertainty have prompted some significant acreage shift from soybeans to corn. The outlook for this year, corn down to 94.9 million acres, soybeans rising to 83.3 million, and with fuel costs higher, there are some expectations that we could see a shift even further away from corn acres. Lower feed costs have supported livestock profitability. Going forward, the outlook will be sensitive to feed costs, international markets, and animal disease and pest pressures, along with domestic demand.
Quality feed! Margins!
Productivity!
Even your herd knows what's important to you. Like all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quarterly hogs and pigs report was out late last week. As of March 1st, there were 74.3 million hogs and pigs on U.S. farms. That was up slightly from March of 2025, but down 1% from December 1st of that year. NAS says that of the 74.3 million hogs and pigs, 68.4 were market hogs. another 5.9 million kept for breeding. Between December of 25 and February of 26, 33.2 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms. That was a 1% increase from the same time period the year before. From December 25 through February 26, U.S. hog and pig producers weaned an average of 11.9 per litter, with hog producers intending to have 2.86 million sows farrowing for the second quarter, March to May, with 2.9 million sows farrowing between June and August. Iowa hog producers accounting for the largest inventory among states at 24.7 million head, Minnesota and North Carolina rounding out the top three.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets, the symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The agricultural weather forecast for farms in our region looks pretty favorable for the first week of April. That's according to meteorologist Brad Rippey with the USDA, who says...
This covers the last day of March and the first 6 days of April. Now, part of this forecast should sound familiar, but part of it actually brings some welcome news. One thing that will remain the same is the majority of the country expecting above normal temperatures. The only place that will likely be cooler than normal as we head into early April will be northern New England, and we are expecting high likelihood of above normal temperatures across the vast portion of the country, especially the central United States. The change is that we're expecting a gradually wetter weather pattern to evolve. That is going to be much needed given these elevated temperatures and the degree of drought across the country. So we are expecting near or above normal precipitation virtually nationwide from March 31st through to April 6th.
Brad Rippey, a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and indeed, that forecast sounds very encouraging.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Our magnificent trees have helped shape the American spirit. Trees that clear the air and protect the land. Thick pine forest, birch trees, and apples. One tree has been selected by the people to represent all of America's trees. The oak, America's national tree. Go go to the Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org. Learn which oaks or other great American trees are ripe for planting where you live. Discover the oak, America's national tree. That's arborday.org.
Our Daily Pearl of Wisdom is coming up in just a moment, but I wanted to take just a minute to say thank you to our affiliated radio stations. As of the end of March, we now serve 99 radio stations, all in the eastern United States. They range all the way from southern Georgia to northern Vermont, from the state of Michigan all the way to the state of Maryland, all over the eastern United States. Thank you, radio stations, for everything you do. Our Pearl of Wisdom today comes in from listener Marvin Johnson in Greenville, Tennessee. Marvin says the secret of patience is doing something else in the meantime. Thank you, Marvin, for that Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
It's really USDA's first survey-based look at what different crops are going to be planted across the U.S. for the upcoming season.
And it is coming up this Tuesday, USDA's annual Prospective Plantings Report. Lance Hoding of the National Agricultural Statistics Service notes the emphasis on describing the report as upcoming regarding crops that will be planted as...
That's what makes this such an important time to be getting a handle on what farmers' intentions are. We survey about 74,000 farmers, and we ask them over the course of about 2 weeks in early March, what are your plans? How many acres of the various crops do you intend to plant this year?
In addition to the prospective plantings report, USDA will also issue its latest quarterly grains and rice stock estimates on Tuesday, noon Eastern Time. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome again to Inside Dairy. We're continuing to hear from Jeff Jackson with Cropland as he talks more about alfalfa and what he saw on the drive up from Kansas City.
Yeah, there's a lot of different scenarios going on out there. The thing about that stretch from Kansas City to here in Grand Island, Nebraska, is things look green. It looks like it's ready to start. We just need a little moisture to get things kicked off. And then again, I think the extended forecast says we're going to get down below freezing three or four nights again here. So that yo-yo swing of the temperatures don't help. It does not help, with this alfalfa that's trying to break dormancy, and then we're going to tell it to go back to sleep, and then we're going to tell it to wake up again, and then go back to sleep. Then it's going to say, geez, when do I want to go do my first cutting? I think people need to be aware of that. I think we mess up that plant's, I'm going to call it the equilibrium of an alfalfa plant. When it gets to be 28 or 30 inches tall this spring, just cut it. Don't be waiting till the 10th of June saying, well, it just finally started to flower, or if we got the buds finally. The last few years I've seen that. We wait too long and then we get this tall, wiry stuff with no leaves on the bottom, and then things don't milk well.
No, they don't.
And they don't gain well, so we got to harvest a good crop.
So, Jeff, you also talk about feed stuff. You're here at Sorghum Symposium.
Yeah.
How is sorghum stepping into the role of good quality feed stuff for our dairy animals?
That is such a great question. And here we are talking about... For people that are feeding livestock in the traditional silage market, let's go to that point.
We'll be back to hear his thoughts on feeding livestock in just a moment. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as Jeff Jackson continues to join us as we talk feeding livestock with some good forage opportunities.
Could be up to $250 to $300 an acre input cost difference. Now, if we stay dry, we know that sorghum is more water use efficient, more stress tolerant, more resilient. We can yield more on an acre in certain situations with sorghum than we can corn, just due to its stress tolerance and water use efficiency. So if we stay dry, the dry land acre tells me there's some guys that should switch to sorghum. And if they're short a little bit of energy once we chop that crop, because it doesn't have an ear, it's got just a smaller grain head with less starch. Did you know that there are ethanol plants in some of these states, and they have but co-product, I'm going to call it, that they could sell, and you can fix those things at the TMR wagon, add some more starch, add some more energy, use another crop stuff to do that instead of just relying on your corn silage to do it for you. So I really love corn silage, but the economics of it today says that sorghum silage is a fantastic crop, and we do have BMR hybrids and leafy varieties with higher leaf to stem ratio, so we get the digestibility, and then we just need to make sure that that energy is there. So that's probably the easiest thing to fix. And we can, as one of my financial guys I talked to in the feed yard world says, you know, Jeff, we can haul energy a long ways fairly reasonable, but if we have to haul bulky fiber, that gets to be a problem. So raise a big sorghum crop near the forage center, bring some energy in.
Very well put.
Yeah. The economics of it should make very good sense.
Jeff Jackson's been joining us as we've been talking forage. By the way, you can follow him on social media. Just use the hashtag CowChow to find out his thoughts on forages. And this, another edition of Inside Dairy.
The CJ Country FM Network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson.
Avon Power Equipment is hosting their annual open house Saturday, April 18th. Stop in for special financing, rebates on select equipment, and one-day sale with 15% off Echo products. Shop the brands you trust like Cub Cadet, Bad Boy Mowers, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, and Ironcraft Implements all in one place. Meet factory brand rep, check out the latest equipment, and enjoy free refreshments while you browse the deals. But remember, these special offers are for one day only, Saturday, April 18th. Avon Power Equipment, powering your property all season long.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Farmers are in a dire financial position now, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Here's a joke my mother once told me. A farmer won $1 million in a lottery. When asked what he was going to do with all that money, he said, "I guess I'll just keep farming until it's all gone." Unfortunately, that's no joke these days for too many farmers. Zippy Duval is president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
We're in a generational storm, and it's been brewing for a long time. We live in a time in agriculture where cost of inputs or higher than they've ever been before. But we're also seeing commodity prices fall. I say generational storm because some of those prices are at 1975 levels. What if your paycheck reflected your paycheck of 1975? That's what farmers are facing today. Falling income, and there's so many of our family farms that just can't keep going.
Duval says federal bridge payments will help, but
we're at that crossroad where leadership's going to have to step up and provide some short-term solutions and continue to finalize a modernized farm bill.
Duval spoke at a National Ag Day event in Washington, and there's a link to a video on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Very soon, it will be time to put your snow shovel away and get your mower out of storage. But winter storage can do a real number on any small engine. Right now is the right time to call Kelly's Garage to schedule service for your mower. Their service pros can bring your Ferris mower out of hibernation. So once the snow is gone and the grass is greening, you'll be ready to mow. And if you're ready for a new mower, Ferris has a full line of industry-leading mowers to suit all your needs. Call Kelly's Garage in Perry Center, your Ferris dealer, 585-237-2504.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, a chance of showers mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m., low around 49. Tuesday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 2 and 5, showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 5, with a high near 68. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 47 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, a look at the latest cattle on feed report and cash trade. More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Oliver Slope with Blue Line Futures.
Cattle futures saw a run higher in Friday's trade, while lean hogs took a softer stance.
At the close, June live cattle futures $1.72 higher to $233.42. And for the week, that was $4.47 higher. April feeder cattle futures, they gained $3.42 today, settling at $351.17 for the week, $8.07 higher. And then over on the snout side, June lean hog futures down 27 cents in Friday's trade, settling at $104.47. Net extended losses for the week to $2.90. The USDA released their monthly cattle on feed report after today's close, and that report showed on feed at 100%. That was just above the average analyst estimate of 99%. Placements at 104%, well above the average analyst estimate of 99%. And marketing's 93%, largely in line with the estimates of 92.3%. Yesterday's daily livestock summary from the USDA showed a softer cutout, with choice cuts down 145 to 400.30, and select cuts down 372 to 392.45. Those values fairly steady to slightly firmer in the early morning report on Friday. Cash cattle, relatively light throughout the week, but talks of 235 bids in Texas started to surface midday, which may have added tailwinds to futures prices in Friday's trade. Daily slaughter on Thursday, that was reported at 106,000 head, and that puts the week-to-date total at 414,000. That is 8,000 below last week and about 25,000 head less than the same period last year.
Cash did wrap up last week in the south at 235, some in Kansas for 236, north 235, dress 372. American Cattle News.
Hey, you know, around here, springtime means project time, and that means time for a trip to Burt's Lumber in Perry. Burt's has all the drain pipe, 20-foot PVC culvert, and the tools for working around the yard. And if you're remodeling, adding on, or building new, Burt's has all the building materials you're going to need. And while you're at Burt's, check out their hardware department, stocked with a huge selection of nuts and bolts, channels, anchors, hooks, including hard-to-find fasteners. So when it's project time, you need to make just one stop, Burt's Lumber in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Here's a look at how the markets closed on Friday. Corn futures were down, with May down a nickel at 462, July down 4.5 at 473.5, December off 4.25 at 490.25, May soybeans off 14.5 to 1159.25, July down 14.25 to 1175.25, November down 8.75 to 1144. Chicago May wheat was unchanged at 605, July up a quarter at 616, Minneapolis spring wheat May was up 3.25 at 648.25, and July up 3 at 662.25. In the hard red winter, May up 6 to 632.75, July up 6.25 to 647.5. Cotton futures trading higher, with May up a penny or a nickel at 69.46, July up 18 to 71.70, and December up 38 to 74.02. Back in Chicago, April live cattle up 340 at 238.50, June up 397.5 to 238.77.5, August gained 365, ending at 236.05. May feeders were up 807.5 to 359.82.5. August was up 742.5 to 357.80, and September up 675 at 355.52.5. The April lean hogs were down 5 cents at 90.77.5. May up 122.5 to 96.97.5, and June up 182.5 at 106.12.5. In the class 3 milk, April was down 29 at 17.23. May lost 22, ending at 17.61. Crude oil up $5 on the day at $99.45 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials down 749 to 45,210. The NASDAQ was off 436 to 20,972. The S&P down 101 at 63.75.
Meet Blue. Blue's not feeling well. The prescription? Generic medication. Blue wonders, do they really work as well as name brands?
Yes, generics and name brand medications do work the same. Even though they may look different, generics have the same key ingredients. FDA approval is equally rigorous for generics to make sure they're as safe and effective as name brands. And Blue even saves some green, making him a little less, well, blue. Talk to your doctor about generics and visit fda.gov/generic drugs.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.